Well, each other, didn't they?
Yeah, what did they call that fight?
The Revolutionary War. Civil War.
Well, I'm coming to pieces here.
Yeah, that's what they call the Civil War.
Mm-hmm. And the sheriff in the county here is supposed to preserve...
Yep. Preserve the county?
Well, he's supposed to see to it that people don't get out of hand.
That's right.
Call it anything?
Call it keeping order.
Uh-huh.
That's right.
You mentioned electrocutions. How did they execute people here in the early days?
Well, now, way back in the early days, even about the time I got big enough to remember, they'd hang them.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't have any electrocution. Just as drunk as he could be, and he wanted to shoot anyway, and they finally let him shoot, and his gun was just going up and down that way, and when he fired the shot, it hit a rock about halfway between the target and where he was, and the bullet bounced and just drove center.
Yeah.
He said that was sure the truth. Wouldn't happen again, you know, in months and months and months. But it could happen. He said that sure happened.
Boy. I bet there were some annoyed people there.
Oh my.
Work hard to make a good shot.
Yeah.
Did they hang many people here?
Not too awful many, but there was some hanged way back there. I remember when I was just a kid. And I don't remember when they first went to execute them with gas. It's been no long time back. Mm-hmm. I wasn't a great big boy when the first execution that I've heard of.
Mm-hmm. Did they ever have streetcars in Silo?
No.
Just Tulsa,
no,
huh?
Never had any streetcar in Silo.
Where did you ride your first streetcar?
Kansas City. I was in Kansas City when there wasn't a car, wasn't a truck to be seen no place.
Hmm.
Horses and mules, done all the draying, done all the fireworks and everything. And hung around those places where they had their horses, you know, for this fire wagons.
Yeah.
And the harnesses hanging right up over them. And boy, if they got a alarm about a fire, they just jerk a string, and the harness would just fall right down over on them horses hanging right square over them.
Huh.
Man, them horses just come out of there, had them trained, you know. They just go to them fire wagon just as tight as they could go, and they's gone before you could turn around. All those things. Now, I've lived in all those way back. I went to Kansas City, Seattle, Washington, Montana, when there wasn't a car to be seen no place.
Hmm.
I was just a boy about, 17, 18 years old.
Rode the train?
Yes, rode the train.
Where'd they have the fire horses?
They have them in the livery, what we call the livery barns then, you know,
uh-huh.
See. They had the regular barn for livery barn, and that's where they kept their fire horses, see.
Uh-huh.
Oh, how it has improved. You'd get your room in town to stay all night somewhere or another, and the next morning you'd be woke up by hearing these horses and mules' feet just hit petty pat, 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 you know, on them cement brick streets, and the old wagon tires, you know, rolling along. I don't know in the next 50 years just what'll happen. But
it's kind of a good sound, wasn't
but
it?
Now, listen, yes, it was, but you wasn't no danger, you're getting run over.
Yeah.
But then horses and mules, you know, oh, that was a powerful deal then.
Because
they got anything with them, you know, see?
Yeah, kind of smelly with all the manure, but
yes,
you didn't have the fumes of gasoline.
That's right.
It's interesting that the manure fumes wouldn't hurt you. What would you tell a man on a bus if you were coming out here and this was your corner?
I'd say right here is where I live, Cozy Corner.
Uh-huh.
That's about what I'd say.
And if he said, well, that's nice, and just seemed to be driving on by, what would you tell him?
Just driving by?
Yeah.
I'd say I think here's a fine country in through here.
Well, if you wanted him to stop the bus here, if you wanted...
I'd tell the bus man I wanted to get off here.
Uh-huh.
This is my home.
Oh, let's see. Let me ask you the names of some states. What's the one down south of us here?
You mean the state? That's Arkansas. And Missouri, I can take you over here 25 miles from now, stand in Oklahoma and jump over into Arkansas or Missouri, either one.
The three corners.
Three corners right over here, about 20, 25 miles from here.
How about the state up north of us here?
Well, that's Missouri.
And the one farther to
Kansas.
The west. Yeah. And